This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, urging you to take just a few moments out of what I know is a very busy day for you to consider something of very great importance from the Word of God. For the past several days, we've been studying the topic, Entering the Church, which has been purchased by the blood of Christ. Already we have studied 2 essential matters in the whole total picture of becoming a member of the Lord's Church, and that is being saved by grace, being saved by faith. Now, we recognize the fact that there are many in the world who make the mistake of holding that the Bible teaches that we're saved by faith alone. That is, there are no doubt many honest and sincere people who think that the very moment they believed in Christ as the Son of God, or as it's said sometime, accepted Jesus as their personal Savior, then and there in that very moment, they were saved from their sins by the blood of Christ. Now, I think I've shown that the Bible does not teach that, and I want to now raise the question, why do some make this mistake? And I want to make some suggestions as to why they do. First of all, I suggest the mistake of holding to the doctrine of salvation by faith alone is made because some do not distinguish between the various covenants which we find in the Bible. For instance, God made a covenant with Adam and Eve. He told them, "Of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it, for in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die." Now this covenant was made with Adam and Eve. It was not made with any of us who are now living. It would do us no good. It would not be a sin for us to eat of any tree now growing upon the earth. But it was a sin for Adam and Eve to eat of that particular tree which was in the midst of the garden. So you see, while we recognize the principle of obedience which is involved in this account found in the book of Genesis, none of us is under the obligation to obey the details of that covenant. Nor are we under obligation to obey the details of the covenant which God had with Noah when he made a covenant with him in regard to the building of the ark, to the saving of his family from the ravages of the flood. It would do none of us no good, or any good whatever, to build an ark or to not build an ark. It simply is not within the covenant which God has for men now living in the Christian age. The covenant which God had with Abraham, the covenant which God had with the Jews in the giving of the law of Moses, has nothing whatever to do with us today, save in principle. God, of course, is immutable. He does not change as to the principles by which he deals with man. And so we can study all of the Bible. All of the Bible is just as inspired as the other, but we're not under all of the Bible as to specific detail. We are under the Bible as to its basic principle. In principle, we learn from Adam and Eve, we learn from Noah, we learn from Abraham, we learn from Moses and all the people who lived under the law of Moses, that men must believe in God and must be obedient to him in order to be saved. But we are not under obligation to offer animal sacrifice or to remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy and so forth. All of those are details of a covenant which has been nailed to the cross according to Colossians chapter 2 and verse 14. Now, because people have not made a distinction as to the covenants, they make the mistake of going to people who lived in the old covenant time to find an example of what to do to be saved. And therefore, some people say, "I want to be saved like the thief on the cross." You'll recall that the thief said to Jesus, "Remember me when thou comest into thy kingdom." And the Lord said, "Today shalt thou be with me in paradise." Now, I entertain absolutely no doubt whatever that the Lord was saying to the thief that he was saved that moment, and that his blood would be offered in heaven as a means of absolutely saving him from his sin. But remember that Christ was not yet dead, and the Hebrew letter says in Hebrews 9:17, "For where a testament is, there must of necessity be the death of him that made it, for it doth never avail while he that made it liveth." You see, the thief on the cross asked that question, and Jesus answered it while he was yet alive. He had not yet died. Therefore, the old covenant, the law of Moses, was still in force. The new covenant was not in force. But we'll have more to say about that next time, and I hope that you'll be with us. It's been so good to have you today.